Frequency cast. Special report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl, from FrequencyCast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In March 2012, our team was in London for the launch of the annual Ideal Home Show. We caught up with a number of exhibitors to find out what technology they had on offer, and one of the companies that caught our eye was called PowerPack Sales. They have two rather nice products designed to help with portable power. Here's our look at what PPS has to offer.
FrequencyCast, now loading.
I'm now talking to Jeff from
PowerPackSales.com,
and you've got the perfect solution for travellers like me. In my pocket I've got my eye shiny, as I have glued to my side at all times, and you have the perfect solution for phones that run out of battery. Now, I've been at the show for a few hours already, I'm at about 45% left of my battery on a full charge. You have the solution to constantly needing to charge up these phones.
Yes, I do. We've got a beautiful product. It's a 1450 milliamp battery, comes in a white or a black plastic case. Great advantage with it is you can keep the case on the phone, no need to remove it. Gives you about 80% more battery life and 3mm across the back of the phone.
So that will be enough charge to fully charge an iPhone from flat, is that about right?
Give you about 70 to 80% to charge the phone. It's the same battery in the iPhone as in the pack.
So the benefit here, of course, is you don't have to carry a separate device around. Now, listeners to our show will remember that we've discussed things like the Power Monkey, which is sort of a portable brick that you can get a decent amount of charge out of. We've also reviewed iPhone cases before. We had a less than positive experience with a solar powered product. Why would this one be any better? What's the advantage of this over, say, a solar product?
Nice thing with it is the 1450 milliamp battery is the same as you've got in the phone. There's no need to remove the pack from the phone. You can sync with iTunes, plug it into your computer, charges the phone first, then the pack. It's not solar. It's been road tested by me and my colleagues, and I give a personal guarantee.
Does it actually offer any protection to the phone as well?
It's as much protection as you're going to get for an iPhone. Don't drop them.
Because I see it's got a plastic, hardened plastic shell around it, which I'm assuming will give it a bit of safety if it does drop.
It is designed to give it a bit of protection, but it's like all these things, just be careful with your iPhone.
And does it use the standard iPhone connector, or do you have a special connector with it?
Use either the iPhone plug, or you can plug it into your computer USB, charges the phone first and then the pack.
And I see some LEDs on the bottom. You've got some power indicators there?
Full indication is the four LEDs along the bottom, and that'll deplete as you're using up the battery.
And I must admit, it doesn't add any bulk to the phone. That is surprising. See that size of battery in something that doesn't add a lot of bulk there. Now, if I've got this right as well, you have a solution for those that don't quite have an eye shiny yet. So the Android users out there. Can you just talk me through the other product there, please?
Yeah, we carry another product, which is a black. It looks like an MP3 player. It's got a 2000 milliamp battery. It'll charge practically anything you want to charge as long as it's got a USB, PlayStation, Game Boy, phone. It'll keep the charge also for about a month. If you're lucky enough to have some sun, you can charge the solar charger up, and that also will then add extra power to the pack.
So just looking at the back there, you've got the mini USB in, so that's for charging,
yeah.
And the larger USB, which is the powering the device. Okay, and a single white LED there?
Yeah, and there's a torch on there too for going out. Great for pop festivals. My daughter took two of them to Reading. You queue for 6 hours to use the lavatory, 4 hours to charge your phone, and this is £25.
Very light as well. There's no weight to it. Things like the Power Monkey and the Power Chimp have got a bit of weight to them. How have you managed to get this so light?
2000 milliamp, state of the art. It's the best one on the market, and it's less than 80 grams.
Superb. Okay, we'll be having a little play with these when we get back to base and putting them through their paces. We'll also put some photos up on the website. If someone wants to buy one of these, how much, first of all, for the standalone non-iPhone version?
They're £30 online, £5 delivery. At the show, we're doing them for £25.
Superb. And for the iPhone 4 case?
They're £40 and £5 delivery. At the show, we're doing them for £35.
And a merciless plug for your web address, please?
Ah, powerpacksales.com. Come and see us.
I'm Susie Perry, ambassador of the Ideal Home of the Future and all the gadgets here, of course. You're listening to FrequencyCast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
For more coverage of the Ideal Home Show 2012, please go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/IHS, where you'll find interviews, photos, and product reviews. If you're new to FrequencyCast, here's a quick look at what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His attention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is FrequencyCast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
It's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.